Hello, Facebook Ads people. I'm Konstantinos, and this is the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Hi, guys. So it's another podcast with me again. So today I would like to talk a little bit about my visit into Ireland. There was a Meta conference there. Basically, I have been invited with other advertisers because that had some big spend accounts in order to talk about the performance and how we can increase the performance. I'm going to make a dedicated video about it to tell you some things that I want about what I have seen there. But first of all, let's discuss a little bit about what I've learned and my opinion about it, and then we can go straight away to your questions. Most probably in one of the next podcasts we're going to discuss, and I'm going to make also a video about the Black Friday period and what we should do in the next days. But let's start. So one of the things that I've learned is that this Q4, it's considered 1.14 trillion period. That being said, a lot of times I'm saying that these are big numbers that a lot of times we cannot understand. In order for you to understand how big is this number is to make a percentage out of it. So if you say, for instance, that, hey, this Q4, the amount spent is going to be 1.14 trillion period. So what is the percentage of the market that I want to take? So if you are spending 100K, for example, with 2-3 ROAS and you're doing 300K, that means that you are taking 0.000 something percent of this market. So in order for you to understand that, yes, there are very big possibilities in this quarter, especially with Black Friday, you need to do a percentage and to just understand. And sometimes I also put people to do a percentage of their niche market in order to understand what kind of share they're looking to take from the market, because, you know, a lot of times people talk about saturation and all of that. And when you see these big numbers, you understand that this is all of this is in our heads. And the market is so huge that we just cannot understand the full potential numbers. When you hear, for example, L'Oreal taking 60% of the market, well, that's actually crazy, okay? These things are not happening. They can talk about saturation, not us. Another thing which was mentioned there, it's pretty obvious, but for me it was, you know, a good observation that maybe I was missing. They were talking about Q4 being a very good initiation period about people that they don't know of a brand, and they are going to buy from this brand because they are going to see some promotion or some coupon code, and maybe after that they are going to be hooked. And it makes total sense. In the normal period, people that they see another brand and stuff, unless if they like something a lot, they're not going to buy. But if we talk about clothing, t-shirt, underwear, and all of that, a lot of times the initiation is happening through this Black Friday period because there's a good promotion and you are having the chance of testing the product with a lower price. So for all of you, it's also a very good initiation point for new clients, so that you can have them as repeated clients after that. And this is something that you should consider strongly, because if you have the chance to get a lot of sales from repeated customers and a lot of sales from some customers and a lot of sales also on the period after that from customers that are going to stay, that's huge. They were talking about 33 billion investing in AI this year, and they're going to even spend more. They talk, of course, about account simplification and learning phase. And I just had the feeling that they do know from theory, which is learning phase and all of that, but they never run ads. They don't know how the ads are working. They're just a bunch of people over there that they're just talking in theory, but they never do ads. It's like you go in a place that there are 10 virgin men, and they're talking about having sex, but they're talking only in theory, and they have never done it, okay? So this is what it reminds me. It reminds me of people talking about something, but they have never implemented it on their own. And I could understand it from the examples they were giving in the presentations and stuff. For example, I went in a workshop after that and they were having a case study. So basically the case study was that you're having one campaign that it was having broad targeting, females 18 to 40, and it was 10 million people reach. Then below that it was the beauty niche, which was having 6 million. And then below that it was the wellness with open targeting both of these interests, which was having one of them was 4 million, the other one was 6. And then you had one lookalike 3%, which was having, I believe it was 3 million people, something like that. Then you had a bunch of retargeting of last 2 days, last 7 days and stuff, and one for last 30 days. So the question is, what would you do in order to make the account better? Of course, I told them that you should do a middle of funnel for people who engage with Instagram and Facebook. You should do one simplified bottom of funnel by just closing the three campaigns for different days and just keeping the 30 days one. And of course, most probably consolidate all of these to running. Of course, I didn't mention crazy method because crazy method is against the rules about simplification, but I told them that, okay, you should close the other campaigns and run an advanced plus with broad targeting. Basically, this is what they want to hear, but I told them, and this is what really intrigues me. So let's say that I'm doing a quiz to you, okay, and I'm putting a case study. The numbers that I'm going to put, they're going to make sense. For example, I might tell you that you have a broad targeting of women and stuff in the United States. Most probably I will open my ads manager and I will see the actual number. But they're so sloppy. Even the person that came on the workshop talking about technical stuff never ran ads because you can... I told her, actually, which country is this? How? Because if we want to talk about something, we need to know also the country. So which country is this that has 18 to 40 women, only 10 million people, and the wellness or beauty interest in this audience is 6 million. There is no such country, or a 3% lookalike with 3 million. So just a bunch of random numbers, not even having the need to go to the ads manager. I don't know if they even have access to ads manager in order to check these numbers. And to me, it was a little bit disappointing because I'm feeling like I was talking to people that they were not on the same level as me. A lot of sale mood. So do this, do that, just to sell. But in reality, all of my questions that I had, nothing was answered. Okay. Questions like, why do we have only 8 advanced plus limited an account? Are you going to do anything about that? Interests and lookalikes. Is there any engineering team actually working right now with these things? Are they going to move better, or you're focusing only on broad targeting? And many other, what is data sets? Can someone explain what is data sets? Because we had Pixel and API. Data set is something that's working together. How does it work? All of this kind of stuff. And to be honest with you, they told me that, okay, we're going to hook you up with an engineer who's going to talk to you. Most probably I'm going to talk to him in 2-3 hours from now. But other than that, I must tell you that I was a little bit disappointed from the whole experience of, you know, a lot of times I tend to talk about the meta reps or other people like brainwashed people, like they live in North Korea and they believe that Kim Jong-un is the supreme leader. Here we have a situation that people, they know nothing about running ads for businesses. They just talk about theory. And I hope that at least the engineering team that I'm going to meet is going to answer some of my questions, because everyone else was actually clueless. From the highest executives, from the lowest that they were talking into this conference, nobody knew what they were talking about. Just theory about how to use Advanced Plus. How AI is helping us with Advanced Plus. The new thing, it was do more reach campaign, because reach campaigns are going to help you a lot into your into your reach, because this is a new thing now that they're trying to push. They talk about reach campaign and reach campaign and reach campaign. And then you had also talking about AI, how it helped and all of that, the advanced process, it's amazing, consolidation, that you should all do it. Actually, there was one speech with one guy that he was scaling to 1.5 million per month spending and stuff. And in the workshop that I mentioned, I was with him in the same team. We had the chance to talk a little bit, and this was a guy that knew what he was talking about, Facebook ads. And he goes to me, and I tell him, and are you doing all of that with consolidation? He tells me, no, I f***ing hate consolidation. I do many ads. So basically, I realized that everybody was trying to be polite over there, but not saying the truth about it, you know? Okay, we do have Facebook and the rules and everything and stuff. We do respect you, okay, but we do just a small percentage of what you say, and we do it only if we see that it's working on our ad accounts. So this person, even that was speaking on the speech, wasn't doing even consolidation, there was a very good speech from one guy talking about creatives and stuff, and that Reels, it's all about considering it as a new language, and that too much focus on landing phase. They were not even mentioning anything about new ad accounts, and they were just saying about broad, like new ad accounts don't exist. Another one. They were proposing to take the ads and turn them off during the promo periods to avoid getting out of the learning phase, okay? Which was actually a little bit crazy for me. They were talking about reach campaigns, as I said, I have even been into one meeting that they were showing me a chart for this business that I went for, because I was invited there because of the numbers that we do for a specific business. That I do for a specific business. And the thing is that they were showing, for example, just random numbers, I don't remember, that you reached in the past 6 months 10 million people, and your frequency is 0.78. And I told them, how is the frequency below one? How is it possible? Are you telling me that Facebook is lying for the 10.8 million that we reached? Because if we reached, let's say, 10 million, the frequency is 0.78, it means that we did 7,800,000, just to put it in a simple way. It's not like that, but just to put it in a simple way. So the frequency has to be always one something, okay? If it is below one, it's not frequency, it's another metric. And basically, by watching the presentation, I realized that they were taking the frequencies and they were dividing it by the number of the months. Which doesn't make any sense, because they had to take the average out of it, okay? So then I learned that 1, 2, 3 people actually got laid off recently. So this has impacted a lot the customer support, of course. Just to give you another perception before we move to your questions, and of course you can see everything the rest with images and videos and stuff into my video that I will make. To me, it was very strange. It was a very beautiful building and all of that, just a tech company with such nice places and rooms and everything. But to me, it was looking like nobody was working and everybody was taking a break. The same situation that Elon Musk found on Twitter, I believe it was the same. It was all about the woman CEO that was running it there, bragging about how they employ 130 different nationalities, and the whole situation of, employ 65% women. I just wanted to raise my hand and say this is racist against men, because obviously over here we have a situation that It's all about a CEO that went up and talked for nothing. She said nothing about Meta, the ads, or something new coming, which is what you expect from a CEO. From it's not the CEO; it's the regional manager. So you expect something like that, some news. And all you hear about is how many people they employ, how good it is to eat ice cream on the porch, all of this kind of stuff, which it might sound appealing for some other people, but not for a geek like me that wants to hear only about Facebook ads, okay? I wasn't there to just see how good Meta it is as a company. I don't f***ing care. I f***ing care about the algorithm and if it's working and if my ads are working for my clients. That's it. Let's not talk about the 120 nationalities that you have in SenseTab, because nobody cares. If you employ someone from Ghana or from China or from Greece, we do care if they give us good customer support. We do care if they give us good changes on the algorithm and good tools. We don't care about anything else and about all of these politics things, okay? And, you know, this has, you know, irritated me a lot, because I truly believe that they are missing the point over here. The point is the product. It's not what you are as a company and what you do and all of that. This is very good if you want to talk to your investors or to anyone else. Anyway, they were taking breaks of 2 or 3 hours long. There were very big conference rooms that people were going as teams there and working and stuff. There was very good food, even soft ice cream and marshmallows and whatever you can imagine that you can go and you can grab and eat and go into an area, take a coffee. You cannot imagine. You can just, you know, do all of that all the time. And would I be happy if I was working there? Most probably yes, because it's so relaxed. Nobody is bugging you and you're working. But as a customer, I must tell you that I didn't like it. I thought that everybody was slacking there, okay? And they were not doing their proper job. And we can see this on customer support and stuff. If the customer support and everything else was working perfectly, the reps and everything, then I would say, oh my f***ing God, that's an amazing model, and look how happy everyone is. But the way that it's working right now, and also, I now realized why the customer support cannot help you, because they don't know. They just have in front of them some articles and stuff that they read, and they don't know. When you go into a workshop and the person that is talking in the workshop, which has to be an expert, is giving you wrong numbers and doesn't even put the effort to open the ads manager and actually check some numbers so that it can give you a proper case study so that you can discuss whatever you want to discuss about it. Even if you want to push consolidation, even if you want to push reach campaigns, just make a proper thing. Don't show me also on a wrong presentation 0.7 frequency. You're not talking to someone idiot who is not running ads. Then I talked with a higher executive about some things in a technical level, and he got annoyed because I shouldn't talk to him about this kind of stuff. Anyway, he wanted to talk only about other things because he's an executive and I should not ask him technical questions. Total BS, guys. Anyway, my experience as a place, it was an amazing place. Very good. I had a really nice time and it was a very nice place. I really thank them, because I wouldn't have the possibility to go there. It was nice. But, you know, if you don't like criticism, then you're not going to do well, okay? I'm very harsh on myself also about the things that I do. So my criticism is this, and this is my true opinion about it. And sadly, I do believe that even if I wanted to, I wouldn't be able to say it straight in their faces, because they just wouldn't accept it or they wouldn't care about it, okay? So I think that the problem is that nobody is being trained on actually running ads, and I truly believe that if Meta had a simulation, okay, so who is working where? Everybody has to go through a simulation of running ads. It's like you're working on Slack, as a company, or you're working on which one? Let's say you are working on Oura Ring, and you are not wearing the ring. So you don't know how it's working. How the f*** are you going to do customer support? So there has to be, in my opinion, a simulation of, you know, people running Facebook ads so that they can understand a little bit, okay? I'm not saying that they should be become all experts, okay, but running at least ads, understanding how the ads manager works, create one campaign. All of these people, they talk about theory without never, ever, ever had their own ad account, for example, okay? If I took Meta tomorrow, the first thing that I would do is that I would oblige every single one of them to create an ad account to do on business, to go on business settings, give them a domain which is going to be their email also, to have to add it there as a site or whatever, and just have a demo simulation so that they can run also some ads and see how it is to create something. And I would make this also monthly. Okay, so every month, every employee should have one campaign that they created with some creatives and stuff, whatever that may be, and run it so that they can be updated on how the ads manager looks and feels. Okay, that's enough with it. I think that I will cover everything else and even some of the things that they said here on the next video that I'm going to make. Let's go to your questions. I don't want to talk about any other. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about what is happening right now. So we had a very good June. We had a very, 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 very good July, a good August, and now a very bad September so far. And how do I know this? I know it from my friends. I know it from my clients. Even my very big, strong accounts, they're having less ROAS. And I know it also from the people that they send me messages. The amount of consulting calls that I have done this month, it's not even comparing to the amount of the consulting calls I have done in June, which is not a lot. But this month, I have done a lot of consulting calls helping people. Now, the situation is this, and we have to admit it if we want to be honest. When you are running Facebook ads, there are going to be good periods and bad periods. Why? Because there are a lot of people that they are going to read Reddit or their friends or whoever that says, oh my God, I had an amazing month. I made 300K on July. Okay. And then you have all these people flooding the system, coming and doing ads. And then at some point, all of these people lose their money and they stop doing ads. So results come back to normal. They're really simple, and I'm going to lay it down because a lot of times I see people making this mistake from the comments. You have to be lazy when things are doing bad. So when things are doing bad, you should not just close ads, remove budgets, just try this, try that, because it's not a good period for you to test things there. It's not a normal period. It's a period which is flooded with ads because a lot of people are advertising, and you should not do that. So that being said, in that period, you have to be lazy and you have to wait, okay? You have to diamond hunt all of the campaigns that you have, and you have to keep it there so that you will be able the next day to scale. In the last 2 days, which is 18, 19, and today, and 20. 18, 19, I believe not 18, 19 and 20. 19 and 20 of September, the results have improved a lot. You can go into your ad accounts. If you run many ads, you will see that the results improved a lot. That means that a lot of people stopped advertising, and now we're going to have a good period. Now is the time for you to do new ads, okay? Because whatever chunk of the market you are not getting, someone else is going to. So when Facebook is giving you good results, you do new ads. When it's giving you bad results, you just stay in where you are. And sadly, this is a hard game that you have to play, because a lot of times people don't have the luxury of staying there because their accounts are not stable, and they cannot stay on the same budgets because they are losing so much money that they cannot afford it. That being said, I have been also to some businesses that they told me, run ads for as much as you want, spend as much as you want, as long as we throw competition away. And they have done it successfully. I have been into businesses, in specific niches, where I were running ads by losing money, a lot of money every month, just to throw out the competition. It took us 8 months, and the competition stopped spending on ads, and we covered that gap over there, but we had a lot of money to burn. So this, imagine that this can happen individually, which is very difficult because it needs a lot of money. And I'm talking about 1.5-2 million per month this is when you're going to make a huge impact to your competition. And I'm not suggesting you to do it. I'm just telling you that all of these years I have done some crazy stuff that I even tend to forget them from time to time. Now that I have seen this, I remembered it. Just to throw away the competition, it actually was successful. And when I get good results on my ad accounts, I see other people send me messages that they got those results, or my friends tell me that. So I know that there's a pattern there. And the only logical explanation all of these years that I have is that a lot of times, and it's happening also after a good period, okay? The same thing happened on February, okay? We had a very good February, a good March. April medium, May was very bad. Then people stopped advertising on May. We had medium June, very good July. Okay, and then we had medium August, very bad September. Most probably right now we're going to have a good October and November because it's Q4. Okay, so that's the situation with the ads, and it's always about people coming, flooding the system with advertisements. They are taking some chunk of the market, sales here and there and there, and they are limiting the ROAS of other people that they are running ads. So at this point, you have to be lazy and you have to do nothing. You just have to wait, okay? And in my opinion, it's very important to have someone who is going to guide you on that period, not to be afraid if you have the money to support it and stay there. I'm going to make a dedicated video about this one, proving all of that. I know that most of you're not going to do it. It's fine, I understand it, to be afraid, I understand it. I totally get it, okay? But I'm going to show you in a video that when you are keeping like this your position, you are always winning the competition, always. Whoever is doing a lot of changes, a small changes here, 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 they're compiling to mistakes that you do every day, and all of these mistakes make a huge mistake and you are losing your position. It's not about only profits. Sometimes it's about maintaining your market share. So if I'm spending 100k and I'm not getting the results that I want for 2 weeks, I'm keeping my position so that nobody else is going to cover that. Okay. And when I'm keeping my position and I'm scaling more, it's not only I want to keep a position for specific roles, it's also about scaling, because if I don't scale, my competition is going to scale and they're going to throw me away from the market, okay? These are things that you need to understand if you ever want to run ads in a bigger and higher spend. In the smaller spends, whatever we discussed doesn't really apply. But even the smaller accounts, they get affected on these periods. So right now the situation is better. I'm going to start doing ads on all of my accounts. I have already prepared for that. I told to everyone to have ready creatives for me so that I can start doing ads on that period. And most probably later we will see some comments that they talk about how they were having good results, they will close them, and now they cannot actually recover them. The truth is that when you close your ads that you have for a long period, even if they do bad in the last 7 days, what is happening is that you are doing new ads that are competing with the new CPMs. That being said, this is problematic because these are new ads that are competing with a lot of volume of ads, and right now I believe that we are again at the phase that, you know, a lot of people that they shouldn't be on the platform advertising because it's too expensive for them, they realized it and they stopped advertising, and now there are already a lot of people talking about how bad are the results and everything. So now we're going to have a good period for all of us, the professionals, that we can have actual numbers that we can work with on Facebook. Last thing. It's very sad, but this is our job, and I'm talking to all the marketeers that they might be watching this podcast. We have periods that you might be unlucky, for example, and you're going to onboard a client on September, and they're going to do very bad, because what the client sees is that in July, I was getting very good results like everyone else, and then I took Costadinos, for example, in September, and my results went down, okay? So in my opinion, and I don't know if I will start doing that, because I don't want to pressure people for 3 month contracts, and I want to do it monthly. Maybe because of all of these fluctuation on results on the different months, maybe it makes sense to work on 3 month contracts, because just 1 month, it's just, and the opposite also can happen, by the way, okay? Maybe somebody was doing ads on May, and you just start working with them on July and you just have amazing results comparing to something else. But it's not fair, you know, because maybe you have an advertiser on May and you have an advertiser on July, and people see the results of July and they think that it's only because of the advertiser. It's not because of that. It's because of the CPMs that you also had. And it's time to address this kind of thing, because it's a little bit toxic to think that Facebook advertisers influence 50% or 60% of the results. We do influence 10%. Everything else is rigged. And you do want advertisers like me or someone else for the knowledge that they can give you in scaling, okay? I have businesses that I'm running them for years and I have scaled them because I know all of these patterns. If you want to hire someone for 1 month or 2 months or 3 months and then just stop it, then for me, it doesn't worth it, okay? It doesn't make any sense, because it's going to be a different period and a different period. And, you know, it's a little bit sad, you know, because me or someone else, that we're being criticized on something that we cannot control, which is the CPMs and the number of people advertising. So the situation is this: if you want to hire someone, and I'm not talking about myself only, but in general, just work with them for a long period. Just let them do the work. Don't criticize them based on the previous month and stuff. Just try to see what is their plan, how they're going to structure it. You see in my case studies, it's a whole plan of different campaigns that they're staying there and everything. And I'm trying to put all of that, but I know that a lot of times into owners, the fear is overcoming and they are afraid, or they don't have the money to support it. I get it, okay? But don't expect for someone, just because you have 1.5 ROAS, to take you to 3 ROAS just because this is what you want, okay? These things are not happening. Also, these things are not happening only in terms of the Facebook ads. You need to have landing pages, creatives, all of that. The other accounts that I'm showing you, the case studies, they have a very good plan about SMS, email marketing, landing pages, new collections, creatives, influencer marketing, influencer outreach, all of this kind of stuff. It's like a well-oiled machine which is working, and then Facebook ads is just making it explode. If you don't have all of that, don't expect stability or anything else. You are just going to be like everybody else, that they come and advertise in certain periods just because this is what worked for them. Okay, just because this is what works for everyone else and they want to see if it's going to work for them. Now, enough. Let's go to questions. Hi, Konstantinos. Thank you for the insightful video. Some great tips in there. Do you have any tips of using rules for Advanced Plus campaigns? I have been running some for an e-commerce business, which started off well with quite acceptable CPAs. However, some campaign CPAs have suddenly gone through the roof, of course, because it's September. I'm not using any rules to Advanced Plus. One simple rule that you can use if you want, it's that as long as it's hitting certain ROAS, you can increase it by 20% or 18% if you are super superstitious about the 20% and you don't believe it. You can make it 80%. So that it doesn't go out of the learning phase. Using Advanced Plus, you can only set rule to work across all Advanced Plus campaigns. I'm working from Australia. If that makes any difference, yes, that rules will go to all of them. I have tried to set a rule to decrease bids by 0.5 if bids go over a certain threshold, but it does not seem to have any effect. I don't like that rule. It doesn't make any sense. With some CPAs still coming it around 500% above target, and tips of advice would be greatly appreciated, Simon. So I don't like rules, because I'm all day on PC and I'm working on the other accounts daily, so I don't have to use any rules. I do understand people using rules for scaling with the 20% rule in a daily level, as long as it's hitting targets. But other than that, I wouldn't use them. And also what you said about the CPA skyrocketing, this is one thing. He's doing all of this kind of stuff during a bad period. Now, does he know it? No, he doesn't know it. But the truth is that he should find a way to know, because doing all of these kind of tests and things during a bad period, it doesn't mean that it's a good period for you to test things in order to understand if they are going to work or not. Now, next one. Also, the other thing which is very funny is that you do stuff, 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 and then something is working, but it's working when all the accounts are going to do well, and you think that this is the magic thing that actually worked in the other account. It's not like that. It's because everything else worked. So you go like crazy and you test different things. Even you go and watch videos from Constantino's crazy methods, stack lookalikes, whatever, and you do this and that, you say it doesn't work, and then eventually you try something else and it works, and you say this is the thing that works. No. You should test things in a good period. You should not test things in a bad period. In a bad period, nothing is working. You can do nothing about the CPMs. Next one. Hi, new account, sale. And again, I'm not outside of reality. I know that some of you cannot afford it. Okay. Sadly, that's the truth. Close your ads. Don't try new things all the time. You're just spending money for no reason. And who is going to tell you if there's a good period or not? Obviously not me. So don't start sending me messages. Is it a good period or a bad period? There are a lot of people that actually do it, but don't. Hire someone to do your ads. I don't know. This is the hard truth, okay? If you want to admit it or not or whatever, but if you think that you have done a new campaign and suddenly it worked because it was a good campaign and a good idea, no, it worked because it worked for everyone and you have less competition. Next one. Hi, new account. Sale 10 days in a row, USA assets and 25 countries in another assets, tried an advanced plus, no sales. What would be my best move for a smaller spend around 85 per day? I tried a broad asset, got a sale, ABO. I found three interests that got sales. I'm trying now with 2x CBO, one USA, 125 countries, four assets each, the three interests and the broad. The three interests and the broad doesn't make any sense because most probably if you're in a CBO, yeah, you are in a CBO, you're going to have an issue because most of the budget is going to go in the broad. So you should not test broad with other interests. Do you think I'm making the right decision or should I be concentrated on say specific cases, genders, and placements to try get another 50 sales before CBO? The last one failed. Thank you, Wayne. So basically over here, I can see several mistakes. I don't understand why you want to do two campaigns when you have only $85 as a budget. I really like the fact that you're separating USA from other countries because USA is a big country. It's going to take all the spend. I don't like the fact that you have a broad targeting with other interests. Maybe you can do crazy method with your best working interest and try to see if you can find some hot pockets there. Other than that, I have nothing else to propose. And of course, Advanced Plus most probably is not working because you have a new pixel and it's a broad targeting. So focus for now not on broad, but just focus on interest and then lookalikes and then broad. Of course, test them from period to period in order to see if they're going to work or not. Next one. Hey bro, are you noticing a drop in conversion for the past weeks and an increase in CPMs? My conversion just stopped all of a sudden and my CPMs went up considerably. I've tried relancing, but that hasn't helped either. Just wondering if you're noticing anything similar. So this is the same discussion that we had earlier. A lot of times people send me these messages, and yes, it was a bad period. And yes, you had an issue. And yes, you. I told him that basically you f***ed up. You shouldn't have closed your ads and relance and stuff. He answered to me, "I don't have the luxury. I couldn't support it because I was losing money." And of course, it's totally acceptable, but it's not the right course. Sadly, it's not the right course of action to take over here. And basically, you should be more patient in order for it to work. Sadly, that's the truth. Right now, you need to build it all over again. But it started working again well, so you might try now. Great dollar, Costadios. Thank you. What I would like is having two identical assets within the second set, the identical assets of the first set. For that, I need the ad IDs. Although I can find the ad ID numbers in the Ads Manager, this doesn't work. Do you have any workaround for that? That would be great. So I'm preparing a video. I don't know when it's going to be live. Basically, this video is all about spotting this post IDs and how to use them. There are two ways. First of all, you can go into your working ad and there's a share button which has a drop down. You can click over there, Facebook post with comments. When you go to that, you can click into the there's some blue letters as a link. You can click to the date. It's going to say March, April, whatever. When you click to the date, it's going to open you a new window. In the URL on top, you're not going to see numbers, but you're going to see a very long thing which is going to say PF. I don't remember if it's PF or something else. It's going to say PF, blah, blah. Let me see, actually. Let me make sure how it looks, because I replied to this person. Just to be sure. Just a second. What's his name? Let me see. His name is Affiliate 91. Just give me a second, guys. There he is. There he is. So, I wrote to him. I prepared a video about it. I don't know when it's going to go live. We'll try to explain it here, though. I like... Okay, the first way is that I like to go to my message sender through Business Suite, of course, and find out the Facebook comments. Basically, over there, you can see all the Facebook comments. And over there in the Facebook comments, which you should reply as a business, you can see the different posts. So basically, if you are even running dynamic creative ads and you have several combinations, over there, you see the combination and you see how many comments it has, how many likes. When you click on the... when you click on the date over here, it's going to open a new pop window. In on the top, you're going to see the URL. It's going to say PF and a long text with gibberish. So basically, you take that and you are copying, and then you go into the ad level, use existing post, find post. And then you copy paste into the search bar this big text. And then you're going to be able to find your post over there. And you can take it and you can use it as an ad. This is the way to do it. Or if you have your ad already, you do Facebook post with comments and you find it from there with the same way. I like more the comments because I'm using dynamic creative ads and they can create thousands of combinations. So there you can go and you can see which combination is taking all the comments and everything. And it works flawlessly, at least for me. Next one. I hope that it's going to help you and do it faster before the video, because I don't know when it's going to go live. Hello, Costantinos and fellow group members. I have a quite interesting question and it's intrigued me for a long time. Recently, we made some changes to our website, like checkout and adding some more buttons for our customers to buy while our ads were still live. After that, our results dropped. A similar happened when I was working with one of my clients 2.5 years ago, and he made changes to his website, like changing the whole theme of the website on Shopify. How I don't understand this. It actually annoys me a lot. Why are you touching something that is working? I never understood that. I never. And even if many years pass by, I will never still understand it. Why the fuck are you touching something that is working? Why? You have gone through the process of doing tests here and there, finding something that's working. Why you touch it? You are not going to make it better. 99% of the cases, you're going to make it worse. Okay. However, we didn't send traffic during that period, but when turned out our campaigns back, our results dropped too. I don't know if it's true or not, but I believe it does affect the results. I'll be happy to see the insights of you and fellow members on how relevant this thing can be. Super relevant. So let's think of it in a normal way. So let's say that you have a girlfriend, okay? And then you go and you paint your hair pink. You change nothing else into your character, nothing. You're the same person. You take her to the same places and all of that. And after you do that, 3 days later, she tells you that she wants to break up, okay? Either it's going to be by luck or from the one thing that you change. You painted your hair pink, okay, or purple. So that being said, when you have something working, you do your ads, they are working, and you do something drastically in the site and you change it, and then results are not there, why is it a rocket science to understand that most probably this is what is affecting it? You should not even thinking about it, okay? Of course it can influence. What did we say about Facebook? Facebook is the intermediate. It's not the one deciding if people are going to buy or not. Facebook is the platform that is connecting someone with your product landing page, which has a certain price, a certain landing page, a certain this and that and that. So, of course, if you do changes into your funnel or your landing pages or your site or even change your whole theme, as you said that it was happened by a client 2.5 years ago, it's going to affect everything and maybe it's going to ruin everything. Okay. Next one. Also, don't forget that the pixels are getting trained even on landing pages. Okay. So if you take one product from store A to store B, which is different, it doesn't mean that because it has the pixel there, it's going to convert. I have seen it happening. The pixel also gets trained on how to sell to specific people that are going to like this landing page to buy this specific product. Next one. Hi, Konstantinos. Waiting for your review on the attribution tool you mentioned in July videos. Sadly, the client took more time from what I anticipated about this. We are starting now to work with it. And I have no idea on how it's going to go, but you will have to wait. I'm not going to announce anything if I'm not sure about it. There is a growing noise about excluding past engagers from past engagers. Who the f*** is proposing that? From top of funnel conversion campaigns, I only use what you prescribe on the channel and my frequency over 3 months is called top of funnel is less than 3. Perfect. What's your thought on this? That's total BS. You cannot, I'm even against of excluding past customers, just so you know, because I still believe that even a past customer is going to convert even from another way and Facebook is stealing the sale, that this is still data that Facebook can use to find you a new customer. When will you restart the Friday podcast? Can't wait. I have already done it. There are two of them that were live this way, and this one, which is going to be most probably huge, but it's going to be one because we will make another one next week. And then we will start rolling to our normal hours and stuff because there are a lot of questions piling up. Most probably, guys, I will have to start sorting out questions and not taking all of them because right now I'm taking 80-90% of them. I will have to start sorting them out to make the podcast a little bit more hour friendly. Hello, Konstantinos. I've watched a lot of your videos, but haven't found any suggestions regarding ad placement inside a CBO dynamic creative ad. Are you sure? I have my masterpiece about automatic placement. Anyway, I do talk about placements. You can check about automatic placement and stuff. I configure it for manual placement, but I'm unable to locate any customization options. Ah, I see what he's talking about. So when you're doing normal ads, you have the option of having different creatives into different placements. In dynamic creative ads, guys, you don't have this option, okay? So don't expect to find it. This is why there's no video, because there's no such thing. My particular need is to utilize a 9x16 format for Instagram and Facebook stories while opting for a 4x5 for the feed. Regrettably, I haven't been able to find any settings that allow me to make these adjustments within the CBO dynamic creative campaign. You cannot. This level of customization is readily achievable in Advanced Plus or ABO campaigns, but it seems to be absent here. Don't run dynamic creative ads if you want that. Sadly, there's no option about it. You can even run crazy method with 3-4 ads, 5 ads per ad set. It's still working. I'm especially concerned about upholding a professional image and wish to avoid the 4x5 format being applied to stories or reels. Okay. You take something, you lose something with dynamic creative ads. I know it's not the ideal when it comes to the placement and the creative that you put there. Could you please provide any recommendation or workarounds to help me achieve this formatting goal? There are no workarounds. You will have to use something different or use the dynamic creative ads for another purpose. Next one. We go to my friend here. This time it's only 3. questions. Welcome back, Konstantin. So I've recently found one YouTuber who preaches broad targeting. I asked him what he thinks of having multiple broad ad sets within one CBO crazy method, and this is what he has to say. The concept of different hot pockets makes no sense. I will tell you what makes no sense, but anyway. The ads are doing the targeting. Why would you even want different hot pockets? Because... Okay, let's read all of it. What do you? Wouldn't you want a Venn diagram of ads that have a bountiful opportunity? The five ad sets logic comes from trying to force 2016 Google display thinking into a post 2018 Facebook world, but rejecting how Facebook works. Not quite sure if I fully understand his response. Any comments on that thing? So I don't understand his response either. But somebody not talking about hot pockets, I think that doesn't understand how Facebook works, and this is an issue that we have to address. Now, when you are running one, and I have explained this a lot of times, and most probably if I had the discussion with this person, I would be able to convince them if they would be open-minded, because this is not a theory that I have in my head. This is something which is proven by data within the Ads Manager. If you have one ad set and you run it on Monday, then you run it on Thursday, then you run it on another day or another day, and if you're observing what you're doing inside the Ads Manager, this is very clear that there are hot pockets. Super clear. When you have people like me spending 1.7 million in one ad set and you're seeing that you are reaching only 10 million people, you know that you have hot pockets. When you are having one company that is having different average order value based on what they are selling, and you see that one ad set, for example, when it's starting with low average order value orders, it continues with low average order value orders and this never increases, then you know that you have hot pockets. It's all about observing and not being brainwashed by what Facebook says. So when you observe all of these kind of things, you cannot just deny that there are hot pockets that are being creating in the different assets. Also, I would strongly appreciate if you don't go to other channels and you create, you start trying to convince people about the crazy method and stuff, because it's not easy for someone who has a channel to just accept something like this if he's preaching something else into his site. Now, whoever has the balls and wants to do a discussion about it, we can go into an open discussion and we can discuss it. But there is no point going, and I can see that the way that you asked the question was a very polite way, but don't go into other channels and try to push this concept, because they have their own way of thinking and the way that they do ads. But whoever wants, the data is there. I can prove what I'm saying about the hot pockets, and not just a crazy guy who thought of something and is starting saying it. It's there and it's proven, at least with my reasoning, okay? Maybe even if I show him all of that, he's going to say, no, this is happening for this, this is happening for this. The problem, guys, with Facebook ads is that none of us has actually studied ads in a university or whatever. And we have learned by our experiences. If you have worked with several companies that they have high average order value items and stuff, most probably you have other experience. If you have worked only with real estate, you have other experiences. Yesterday, I was discussing with a girl from Philippines for a consulting call that I had. And she was telling me, I have a business which is all about traveling and stuff. And in this business, these people, they are taking leads and then they are converting them because the 7 days attribution is not enough. And then she told me that I'm having now a new client that wants conversion stuff and they don't understand this kind of concept. So what am I going to do and stuff? So imagine someone working with someone in a travel agency with leads and someone working with a travel agency with conversion. They would have completely different ideas. Also, I have worked in several niches, but I cannot say that I have worked in all of them or have the knowledge for how all of the niches are working. Real estate, for example, I don't do real estate ads, okay? So most probably there are people that are better than me. The problem is that when you have a YouTube channel and you talk in general about Facebook ads, you don't know what is going to work where. And there are people that they might be saying that, for example, hot pockets don't exist, but maybe this is their truth based on their experience that they had in other accounts that they had. We cannot just say that I'm correct and he's wrong, and everybody is correct based on their experience, unless if they are if they are con men, okay, and they know that they have no experience with Facebook ads and they just talk. Okay, but if they are running Facebook ads, they are not telling you lies. They are telling you their own truth. Their own truth is something else that they have seen. This is why I'm always telling you, look at me, someone else, someone else, someone else. Take all of that. Test them into your ad accounts. Don't test them in a bad period. Test them in a good period and see what is working better for your business. Okay, it doesn't mean that just Costadinos is going to be right or someone. Someone is going to be right based on the experience that they had, and maybe it's going to be something which is closer to you. If your numbers work for Facebook, and if, okay? There are so many variables over here. But yes, hot pockets do exist, and they do exist for every niche. Okay, but maybe because of the ads that he's running, he doesn't understand it fully yet, or he didn't have the luxury of running 1.7 million in one ad set in order to see it with his own hand, with his own eyes. Okay, so there is no point of trying to push other experts, other methods, because they have their own things which is coming from their own experiences. Next one, and the reason that I'm mentioning this is because I'm having over here one message which I'm going to read after I'm done here. So it says, I got a bit skeptical when the same guy said it's better to start with broad right away because even though it will require more money to invest up front compared to either external LAs, eventually the long-term return will be higher and you will be able to scale better. Then why not start with interest and move broad once you get more data log? I agree with you. So maybe this person is working only with big brands, okay? And he doesn't understand that there are going to be some small players over there that they don't have the luxury of doing that. And I know that most probably his answer, which he's not going to be able to say, is that f*** the small ones. If they cannot enter the market, we live in a capitalist world, so who cares? Let them not ever advertise. But I get it. If I had, which I had in past, an investor which was telling me spend as much money as you can in order for us to go as fast as we can into the scaling process, I would just do broad also and try to train it immediately. So it's not actually wrong what he says. It's how you do it and how fast you want to do it, because there are two ways. Either you are going to have interest, lookalikes and stuff and build your way up with the results. And the second way is that you're doing broad, which is going to work eventually at some point, and you're going to just hit all the time into a wall trying to penetrate that, okay? And eventually you're going to penetrate the wall and you're going to break it and you're going to go into a trade pixel, because it's how you do it. How efficient are you? How much are you spending for a purchase? If you do it with interest and lookalikes initially, maybe you will spend less, okay? And then later you can do broad. If you do it with broad, you're spending more, but you're going into a situation that you're just training another account for just broad targeting. Also, let me mention that the way that the algorithm is moving and the money that is being spent on the algorithm and stuff, if the threshold for doing broad targeting, for example, this is a new ad account, this is a new pixel, okay, and this is the point that you can start doing broad targeting. The more we train the algorithm, this threshold is moving closer. Okay, at some point, maybe we can use broad targeting since the beginning. We don't know that. But as it stands now, I think it's more cost efficient to start with interest and lookalikes. But I get his point. His point is also that, look, I work with big companies. They spend a lot of money. They want to do it like this. Totally acceptable also. I've also noticed a lot of marketeers are saying that lookalikes are not worth doing anymore. I totally disagree. There are several accounts that is working. Is that because of iOS update or something? Most probably, if they're using 1% or 2% and they don't know from stack lookalikes are working, guys. I wouldn't use them individually. Yes, 1%, 2%, I wouldn't use them individually. But stack lookalikes or a 10% lookalike, it's working in most cases if you have a good pixel. I mean, logically speaking, lookalikes are even better option than interest for products that don't have interest. That's true. For example, yeah, but broad is even better than lookalikes that don't have, than niches that don't have interest. For example, any product related with pain don't have interest like neck pain or knee back. So I think LLAs in that case should perform and actually do perform better for me personally than interests. Yeah, as I told you, everybody shares their own experiences about that. I got also a message from I think his name is Charles. It's the Disruptor. He has done also an interview recently with Ben Heath about it. And most probably, I mentioned in one of my podcasts the 3-2-2 method. He says, "My man, I love that you talk about my 3-2-2 method. By the way, my disagreement with 3-2-2 method is that I truly believe it's a little bit of marketing. Okay, so." You market it because it sounds well as 3-2-2. And I truly believe that if you have done 3-2-3, 3-2-4, 3-3-3, okay, 3-3-3 sounds better. If you have done, no, 3-2-2 sounds better. I think it's the best marketing. Like the crazy method. The crazy method is something that everybody is mentioning because it's a good marketing as the way that you call it. And this was my disagreement. Why not? You know, a different combination. He says, "Let's do an interview to dive deeper in your questions, and we can totally have some great chats about other things too." 100%, I respect my man. Let's open it up and have some fun. 100%. I told him you can shoot me an email whenever you feel ready that you want to do it. The issue is that I can sense also that Charles is not like Ben Heath is a gentleman, okay? Ben Heath is from United Kingdom. He's a gentleman. He's very polite. I have also talked with him in one call. Me and Charles, I don't know, Charles, if we are opening the Pandora's box here, okay? Because if me and you, we can go in an interview. First of all, I don't know how long it's going to be. Secondly, I disagree with a lot of things that you say, and you disagree, I'm sure, with a lot of things that I say. Of course, we can, as I said earlier, all of us, we can have our own personal opinions based on our experiences. But I don't know how this interview is going to end up. But to be honest with you, I'm open to it. We can have some fun, but most probably it's going to be a heated conversation because I know that you are also super you know, you're defending your position relentlessly. Okay, so let's see. Who knows? Maybe it's going to happen, maybe not. I'm waiting on your email, I guess. For sure the fans are going to enjoy it, okay? On your side and my side, having us in a conversation, it's going to be most probably super entertaining for them. Next one. But I'm not going to go like Elon Musk and Mark in a Brazilian jiu-jitsu match. If you want that, we can just avoid it, I know. But a discussion for an hour or two, talking about all of this kind of stuff, it would be interesting. Next one. Hey, Konstantinos, being a long-time follower, thank you, bro. You are one of the only ones I watch nowadays because you are so informative. Thank you. Just a quick question. I just recently paid my billing due to the payment hitting threshold, but I didn't notice that the monthly billing was going to hit a couple of days after. So I'm stuck after with a dilemma. Okay, that's nice. Not what happened to you is nice. It's nice as a dilemma. Either leave the campaign on and let it hit a failed payment or turn off the campaign until the monthly billing passes by. Understand you said in the previous videos to never let that happen and also to never turn off your campaign if it's doing good. It's actually a good dilemma, you know. It's like the thing that you say, would you prefer to be a cow or a chicken, for example? It doesn't mean that any of these options is good, for example, but you have to pick one of them, okay? I love this kind of dilemmas a lot of time. Now, if I had to pick one, and this is what I told you, and then we had a conversation also with messages, and you told me that it worked, is that I would close my campaigns. I wouldn't let my ad account go into a failed payment like this because I have seen that this is a penalized behavior from Facebook, and I have seen it several times. So better to close the ads then open them again, turn them on. And you told me that it actually worked and you had zero issues, which is good. But both of these options are bad. But if we want to choose one, I would prefer not to hit the failed payment. Thank you so much for sending. Next one. I've talked to Wright recently on a call. He says, hello, thanks for the great value. I use Advanced Plus all the time and it's working perfectly fine. I don't use CBO at all. Is there anything wrong with that? No, not at all. This is what I said. You can use whatever you want and whatever is working into your account. It doesn't mean that because it's working for others, it has to work necessarily for you. I keep hearing that Advanced Plus is only for scaling. Let me know your thoughts. Yeah, Advanced Plus is scaling. You can scale much easier comparing to CBO. But it doesn't mean that you cannot use it for maintain budget campaigns. Next one. Hello, thanks for the great content. As usual, I watch every video about 5 times. I have a question. When do you start optimizing Advanced Plus campaigns? Do you wait for about 7 days or do you start optimizing by switching off failed ads after only 1 or 2 days? It really depends on the average order value. This is what I realized. And also the feeling you have on the other account. So when I'm going to another account, I have a feeling. So am I doing changes super fast? I'm starting doing changes. I'm starting optimizing one campaign. And then I'm closing AdSense and they see sales coming later. Okay, maybe I should have let them 1 or 2 more days. So you get a feeling of the account on how fast it's reporting, how long it's taking for people for the AdSense to convert and so on. From personal experience, the higher the average order value is, the more flexible you need to be. So if you have an average order value of 1,800, you should leave it for 3, 4, 5 days because one sale can make a big difference. But if you have a smaller one, you can start touching it from 2, 3 days. And then is the feeling that you have on the ad account on how fast it's reporting sales and stuff. For example, if a lot of times you are closing ad sets or ads, and then you see sales after some time they're profitable and the asset is profitable, that means that you should be more flexible in your next optimization until you find the right spot. Hello, I have a question. Do all the campaigns with different strategies have different creative? He's talking about a case study. Can I use the same creative in different strategies to see which works better? In that case that you're referring to in a case study, yes, they do have different creatives. And yes, you can use the same creatives with different strategies in order for you to see if you can scale. But most of the times when I do another campaign, I prefer to be with other creatives so that you can have different penetration to the market. Next one. I just started Advanced Plus day one, just made it to 1.15 ROAS. Day two, it was almost 3 ROAS. Day three, it's around 1.4 ROAS. I have no idea how this is going to go. It's all over the place. I'm hoping it will balance out soon. It's not going to. It's out of learning phase now, so we'll see. I'm hesitant to increase the budget at this point. I'm spending 300 USD per day on it. You are experiencing what we call a new pixel or your ad account is not strong enough in order to keep stable results. What you need to do is you need to watch the average results of last 7 days and not the results of individual days in order for you to be able to understand better what is working and what doesn't. The other thing is that you need to be patient, and also based on the message that you send me, you have done it also in a bad period. So in a good period, maybe it's going to be better. The fact that you're getting consistent sales every day is very important. If it's not enough, maybe you need to work with your numbers and the average order value and everything, or you need to be spending a little bit less in bad periods and a little bit more in good periods. But don't expect it just to, you know, go to super stabilization just like that. Okay. Next one. First, congratulate you and thank you for your dedication and time on such excellent videos. Thank you. Could you please activate the subtitles of this video? Okay, guys, let's discuss about this. So behind the camera is the person that is doing the subtitles for the podcast. Let me tell you what's happening. You do realize that 1 hour video or 1 hour and a half, which this one most probably is going to be, or even more, it's impossible for us to have the subtitles the same day that the video goes live. I know that a lot of you don't speak the language and it's difficult, but it's not going to harm you if you watch the video 5 or 6 days later with the subtitles, okay? It's impossible. We have tried it. I have even employed another person for it. It's impossible to have subtitles on the same day. Impossible, just impossible. What is your opinion of the online market in Portugal? 3 years ago, we sold the clothing and footwear very well via messaging applications, which stopped working with the transition obligation until the new DSA law and the data protection law were applied. Yeah, I don't know it from now. I don't know if from now on it will start working again with the updating of these laws. Then we set up our site for the store. I have applied each and every one of your advice, which is greatly appreciated, as well as advice from 2 or 3 other recognized special experts, recognized specialists on the subject. We have spent money, but we have no return on investment, and I'm desperate with my wife. We need to sell and reduce stock to recapitalize, and I can find a solution. What do you think of Portuguese market and of the new European laws? Great job. I'm your fan. You're a better master of masters. So first of all, now let's address a little bit to reality. So you're testing me, okay? It's not working. You're testing another person, as you said, 3, 4, 5 people. If it's not working, most probably it's not going to work with anyone. Secondly, Portugal is a market which is not a big market, it's a small market. I have seen some success to it, but with bits here and there, nothing crazy like Germany, for example, or United Kingdom. The laws that we have, especially in European Union, are stupid. Don't forget that we don't even have threats yet in European Union in order to start seeing it. The problem is that I think, my friend, you need to watch all of your numbers again, because if it doesn't make any sense, you don't sell and stuff, you need to start seeing your collections, everything. And because it was selling some years ago, it doesn't mean that it will have to keep selling for forever. Okay. And yes, I have seen successful businesses in Portugal. If it's not working for you, it's not because of Facebook or a strategy. You need to just rework the numbers and all of your collections and everything in order to find it all over again. Next one. Hi. How does your strategy work with Advanced Plus campaign? Or should we go back for Black Friday to a regular CBO and different assets for pre-Black Friday and so on? Hell no. We're going to use Advanced Plus all the way long. Don't forget that Advanced Plus came to our life on September, the previous September. So we used already Advanced Plus in Black Friday and it was working perfectly. So we closed a specific asset and after its sale until the 25th. Thanks, Marcus. So basically the scenario here for Black Friday is that we ran some campaigns before. Of course, I'm going to make a dedicated video about it. But we do run some campaigns before, like as evergreen campaigns, and even if we are unprofitable on the first 10 days, we just keep them because these are very important campaigns, because they're going to be fueled with a lot of data and we want that, okay? So we're going to start campaigns, some of them in the middle of October, some of them at the start of November, and some of them at the middle of November. At this period, we're going to have campaigns and we're going to start increasing our budget. And even if you're unprofitable for 10 days, believe me, or 7 days, you're going to make money during the Black Friday period. You start with those. You take all of these and you just pump them with data during the Black Friday period along with your Black Friday campaigns. These Black Friday campaigns, of course, I'm talking about accounts that they have some spend, okay? Not very small accounts. If you have that structure, then what you're going to do is that you're going to have your campaigns running for Black Friday. I would prefer if you don't start them on Friday, but start them on Monday or Tuesday as a pre-Black Friday. Keep them up to Monday with a general copy that would apply both for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. At least this is my suggestion. And then You do take that and you just close your Black Friday campaigns. You keep the other campaigns that you had, that they have been fueled with so much data from Black Friday, because don't forget, they don't have the copy of Black Friday, but people go to the site and they buy with the offer still. So they are being flooded with a lot of data, and all of this data is helping it a lot in order to keep getting more sales, more sales, more sales, and more data, which is what you're going to keep after Black Friday, so that all of this effort is not just going to be a firework. You will just have also some campaigns that they help you scale, and then you try to see what is happening and try to see if you can scale down a little bit, or if you want to maintain it until January, that's going to start picking up again. And of course, you can do another promotion after that for Christmas. So from the 1st up to the 20 or 21, depends on when you want to send, when you are able to send the product and how long it's going to reach the people, because people want to receive everything before the 25, so that they can give it for presents. Next one. Hey, Konstantinos, I seem to have to restart my campaigns every month. Is that normal? No, it's not. You should not do that. Usually after 30 days, my conversion rates go down significantly. No, it's just that you have seen the effect of September. No, you should be more patient and you should keep them, because if you do that all the time, you will never scale. Okay. And sometimes, if you do that, you're going to pay the price super heavily, because you might end up launching them in a very bad period where everybody's launching a new ads. So you should be more patient, you should keep them. And just because we have the relaunches, it doesn't mean, by the way, relaunches also prove the concept of hot pockets, because why is relaunching working then? So we have a campaign stop working and then you relaunch it and it's working. Why? Why? Why, if it depleted all the audience, that it would go there? It's working with some other people and it's forming another hot pocket. Anyway, don't abuse the relaunching, okay? After 30 days is not abusing, okay? But try to be a little bit more stable in what you do into your ad accounts, or you will always be a victim of these bad periods that results are not working. Next one. So good to have you back. Thank you. Some people told me that if they are running Advanced Plus with catalogs, they are seeing higher CPMs on their ad account. Are you seeing this? No, I'm not seeing higher CPMs when I'm running Advanced Plus with catalogs. But what I'm seeing when I'm running Advanced Plus with catalogs is that they are taking all of the budget. So you have to be careful when you're grouping them together with other creatives, because you have images that they have to be alone, because videos are going to steal all the budget if you put them together. You have videos that you have to put alone, and you have catalogs that you have to put alone. If you put a catalog with an image creative ad or with another video ad, most probably it's going to take all of the budget, and this is problematic because you are not testing efficiently the other ads. So catalogs, they have to be used alone, and they're working flawlessly, especially with small budget, guys. Catalogs is a very safe bet for small budget, and it's working very well. So use them. Just don't use them with other creators, because every time they will take all of the budget. Next, we have an email that I received from my friend Jordan. I wanted to read you this. Dear Konstantinos, I'm actually super touched that he's writing Konstantinos not with a K, but with a C. Just so that you can understand, Konstantinos with a K is how we write it. With C, it's coming from Constantinople, okay? So Constantinople, which is now named Istanbul, but we don't say it Istanbul, we will always say it Constantinople. It's the capital from the Byzantine era, and the Emperor Constantinos was the one who founded the city. This is how it was called Constantinople, okay? So my name is actually ancient. It's coming from the Byzantine era. And the thing is that writing it like this, it's a little bit of nostalgia for us. But we write it with K, okay? Just so you know. It's Jordan. Hi, Jordan. I'll come back to you, give you some news. Thanks to your training, I was able to stabilize my brand. Jordan, by the way, is one of the people that he's inside the course. I have talked with him several times. He's a super lovely guy and funny also. I also managed to pull off a beautiful suit and create a full-size variation of he's selling a bathroom rug, significantly increasing margins. I also asked him if I can say this to the podcast, and he said okay. Increasing margins while keeping a super happy customer. Since January, I have had a turnover of 432K for a profit of 220. Well done, Jordan, my friend. I started training on, he doesn't say Mars, he wants to say mats, which allowed me to generate 380K in turnover to date. This email is simply to thank you for sharing your experience and expertise in media buying. I am certain that without it, I would have never been able to develop my brand as much as I did. I'm only on the French market. I also developed Google Ads. By the way, it's so wrong, you know, what he says, because, okay, I just believe that if I helped him just 2%. He was meant to do all of that, okay? All of the things that he has done, he hasn't done it just because Costantino sold him Facebook ads, okay? He has done it because he has done all the other things to his business and stuff, and then Costantino's influenced 2% of his success more, okay? But the 98%, it's his, okay, and what he has done. I had a very good income in August, which was my best month with great stability. This summer, strangely, no, it's not strangely, it was like this for everyone. Again, September is off to a great start, but things have gone south over the last 3 days. I have never had a single day of loss since the start of the year, and before yesterday, only $20 in profit, and today I must be losing 300, 400 or half of the advertising budget. I told him the same things, that he should stay like this so that he's not going to lose all his progress, and that this is very typical, it happens from time to time. What is strange is that the results are deteriorating on both Google Ads and Meta. Of course, because Meta is the platform that is driving your Google Ads sales. Just so you know that, and whoever is doing Google Ads and he is actually annoyed by that, I don't give a f***. Because what is happening is that with Meta ads and the ads that we are running, when I'm scaling, suddenly the Google ads are also scaling and they are doing well. And the truth is that Facebook ads are helping enormously Google ads, and it makes total sense for this kind of products. And the opposite, guys, okay? Because if I'm selling something that people are looking for on Google and Google is doing well, then I'm also doing well. So it makes total sense. When you increase your budget on Meta, most probably you increase your budgets also on Google. I would like to know if this is specific to France. No, it's not. I reduced the budget for some campaigns, cut off ads that didn't work in Advance Plus to leave only the best ones. I would strongly disagree with that. I would think that you should keep it as it is because you have the luxury of doing it. There are other people that when we go to the bad phases, they have to kill everything. But you have the luxury of leaving it, even losing some money in the process, but maintaining your position for the future. And following that, the worst day of the year today, I don't know if this is the right thing. I've cut back a little over that last 3 days. In August, I also tested avoid reducing the budget by not optimizing ads on purpose to see. And the results was, is the best month of the year by not touching anything for 2-3 weeks. What I told you. Okay, every time I touch the campaign budget to lower it by cutting ads, I have the impression that this disrupts the algorithm that makes that it takes time to recover. So, after you have a campaign and you optimize it in the first 7, 8, 9, 10 days, and it optimized, then you should leave it. Then you should not touch it anymore. The whole optimization that we are teaching on the channel is about the first days, and it's not about the rest. Do you have an opinion about this? I'm also going to do a new suit and new creatives for scaling, and also release a magnificent range of luxury bath towels. I would like to develop Germany, the Netherlands, and the US. I think that at this level, I would need your expertise really to scale. Over here, we're going to hide his brand, okay, because I don't want it to be sold. Here's the current site, and we will hide also the site. I would love to be able to work with you one day. Please let me know how this might work and if a small developing brand like mine might be interest to you. Of course, and we talked with Jordan and stuff, and most probably we're going to work in the future. Please don't forget to hide his brand. I don't want to for dropshippers to start stealing all of his products. Next one. Hi, I have a question about the CTR, but you see that other people, by the way, they are also mentioning the things that they say. It's pure observation, guys, okay? You don't need to have 20 accounts or 30 accounts in order to see and just observe the things that I'm saying. Hi, I have a question about CTR. We have campaigns with high CTRs above 2% mainly. We have between 1 to 2%. One campaign has an average CTR around 0.8. Should we always try to get the best CTR as possible with creative testing? What is your experience with your clients? How are the CTRs in average and how important is the CTR for you? Are you good selling accounts always have a good CTR? If yes, what percentage? So I like to watch CTR in order to understand if a creative is good or bad, mostly for that. But it doesn't mean necessarily that this goes along with return on ad spend. You might have bad CTRs, I have seen it, and have a good ROAS. Of course, the best thing is to have good CTR and good ROAS. That means that the ROAS that you have is because of the creative that you have. That being said, I must say that CTR is something that I'm watching on the first days, and after that I'm not even watching it a lot because maybe the ad is going to optimize into an audience, and that doesn't mean that necessarily it's going to come with good CTR. Maybe it's going to increase, maybe it's going to decrease, but at the end of the day you need to watch the return aspect. CTR is very good in order for you to evaluate if a creative is good or bad. And if you want to have a good CTR, I would consider something between 2 and 3. A lot of times we see CTRs between 1 and 2%, which is acceptable. Below 1%, it's very low, to be honest with you, and rarely we will see ads working with it, but I have seen it also. And then there are the cases that you have 5% and 6%, but this necessarily also, on the other hand, doesn't mean that you are going to have good ROAS. So these are good metrics in order to evaluate creatives and stuff, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be the ones that are going to decide how much you're going to make. Thank you for all your videos, brother. Thank you. Just to inform you, that really helps a lot. Thanks. Especially your paid masterclass. Thank you. It's Armando. I just wanted to ask about the Pixel and API. Would you suggest to use the same Pixel or API across ad accounts or different Pixel API in each ad account for the same product? Thank you. If it's the same product, I would use the same Pixel. If it's the same product in different countries, depending on how much you want to scale and what you want to do, the operations that you want to have, I would use different ones. The demographics for a United States Pixel selling one product are different from the demographics from a Euro Pixel. So what I would like you to do is to decide how far you want to go with that and then do it like this. But even if you use the same with the same Pixel and everything, that would be okay. Okay. Let's go. We have three more questions. Hello. I hope you enjoyed your trip in Ireland. I did. And it was nice. I smoked a lot of cigars. I drink a lot of whiskey. It was rainy, and I learned nothing new about Facebook ads. Okay, so it was fine, but I learned a lot about how they are working. I'm looking forward to the video of. Maybe how does he know? I never mentioned it. I think I mentioned it in one comment. I don't know if this was the person that I did mention in the comment or anyway. I'm looking forward to the video of what people on Facebook told you about. Yeah, you will wait a lot. Once again, I want to thank you for the simplicity, humility, professionalism, and objectivity. Guys, the amount of love that I'm getting from the comments is incomparable. With which you make its video extraordinary, I want to miss one. Thank you, bro. I wanted to ask you about this video. This new way of selling Advanced Plus on Facebook doesn't appear to me yet. If you don't have only Advanced Plus and the traditional one appear to me. He's referring to a video that I made about tailor-made campaigns. It's good that it doesn't appear to you. It doesn't appear to all ad accounts, just in some. And to be honest with you, it sucks because it doesn't even let you to do more ads. like the Advanced Plus. Is it traditional to sell? I understand that while the Pixel heats up, you recommend using detailed segmentation. Putting how many segmentations? I have multi-brand clothing store in Portugal with Levi's, Calvin, Skechers and stuff. Should I first use the segmentation of who likes and follows these brands to sell? To be honest with you, since you're operating like a marketplace for brands, I would strongly use catalogs. Catalogs are working very well with marketplaces, and of course, catalog with Advanced Plus is working very well. Or place, for example, sweaters, polo shirts, t-shirts, sports shoes. Yeah, this is another way to do catalogs with product sets and also have them there. How many people do you need to reach for the Pixel to have a chance to work? You are having famous brands, so broad targeting immediately. It's something that should work if you have proper prices and the proper landing page. This is taking into account that the Portuguese market is only 11 million people. This is why you should go broad and with Advanced Plus. I also wanted to thank you for your kind response and valuable time. Forgive my intrusion, but my wife and I are desperate to sell. We are in a delicate situation and a big, strong hug. A hug from me also. I hope that you will find a way. Just start doing Advanced Plus campaigns with your best sellers in these brands and with catalogs, but not in the same campaign, in different campaigns. Hi, Konstantinos. Thank you so much for creating your channel and releasing podcasts. I listen every week and it has helped my business. Thank you. I have a question for you regarding Facebook sales vs Instagram sales. Over the last 12 months, I've generated 346 orders on Instagram vs 4,141 on Facebook. Before I even read that, I know that he's selling to older people, because when you see such a different thing, you know that when somebody sells more to Facebook, he has an older audience. We know that when someone sells more to Instagram, he has a younger audience. To me, that seems like a massive gap. No, it doesn't. Have you seen other businesses with similar gap? Yeah, and most of the time, because you're, to be honest with you, you are blessed. You just don't know it. Selling to older people is the epitome of marketing, and it, you have to be blessed and you have to like it, because it's so much easier to sell to them. You don't have to focus so much on creative, on branding and stuff. It's much more easier to sell to older people comparing to selling to people on Instagram, which are younger people. And so it's not a gap. You just have to understand that your audience exists more on Facebook. Do you have any advice for me to dramatically increase my Instagram sales? I run auto placements on my ads. You should continue run automatic placements. Business overview. My company creates films, books, and other original products themed around Israel. Our audience are Christians and Jews. Typically, age demo is 40 plus. Makes total sense. These people are not on Instagram. They are on Facebook. And you should be happy with that, because I have other brands that they sell 80, 90% of their sales on Facebook, and it's working flawlessly. It's just about understanding understanding all of that. And then he says, thank you, sir, David and his last name. By the way, this is a post on my video, so I could say his last name, but anyway. Yeah, don't hide it. It's a post. The other one was a mail, so please hide his. I don't want dropshippers to just copy him. Okay, we have 10 more minutes, I guess, maximum before I go to the call with MetaRev. So let's do this fast. Last question. Hi, Konstantinos. Thank you for again for the great video. I need your feedback on my Advanced Plus campaigns. I ran 2 Advanced Plus campaigns. Advanced Plus 1 used to give me ROAS 4. However, it started performing low when I started Advanced Plus 2 after 15 days of starting Advanced Plus 1. Creatives are different in both campaigns. For past 4 days, ROAS for Advanced Plus 1 came to 0.49, so I decided to stop the campaign. Again, we have the effect of September. Advanced Plus 2 is performing now at 4.54 ROAS. My question is, how can I go further? Should I duplicate Advanced Plus and try again? Need your advice. Yeah, this is what I would do. I would keep the second Advanced Plus campaign, duplicate the first one in order to re-optimize it, especially... this is also another important thing about relaunches, because right now we go in the last 2 days for a good period. So if you relaunch it, most probably you will start optimizing in a good period, which means that it's good. I'm not saying that you should keep it after going to 0.49, but the way that it behaves here, it shows me another account which has a new pixel which is not stable yet. The thing that I'm proposing for other campaigns, for other accounts that you should keep it, is for accounts that they are strong enough and they have a strong pixel and stuff, and they have stable results for a very long period. And this is where I'm referring of keeping them. If you have a new pixel and everything, of course, it's going to be problematic for you to do it like this, and you have to do these relaunches, but don't expect it to work immediately. It's going to work when it's going to work for everyone else. This is what I would do. I would keep the second campaign. I would relaunch the first one in order to see if I can optimize it all over again. Last thing, it's our freelancer diaries. I have a very good one. So this guy here, he says, managing Facebook ad campaigns, managing multiple ad accounts and product types, managing Facebook support follow-ups for all ad accounts, scheduled specific time and stuff. And then he says, Monday, 5 a.m., 15-minute checks and activate. 9 a.m., 15-minute checks and activate. 12 p.m., 15-minute checks and activate. 3 p.m., 15-minute check. 1 hour total. So he's programming how many minutes you're going to work in which specific hours. And the way that he's doing it, he has Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 7 days, because this is what he wants to pay you. He wants to pay you 7 hours for 50 minutes on all of these hours. Now, does it make any sense to just say to someone, this is how you're going to work and these minutes and so on? Let me tell you a story before I close this nice podcast, which I hope that we solved a lot of your, we answered to a lot of your questions and talked a little bit about some interesting stuff. The last job that I ever had, I had an abusive, most probably whoever wrote my book, read my book, and knows about that. I had an abusive boss that was telling me all the kind of bullshit. By the way, when I told him that I'm going to stop, he took 5 people to replace me. Because I was doing all of these things, I was working my ass and everything, the same way that I work for my own business, but I was working for him. And one day he comes to me and he tells me, can you pass this one name to an Excel worksheet? I pass it and he says, boop, okay, this took you 5 seconds. So these are 5,000 names multiplied with 5 seconds. You need that many seconds. I want it then. I tell him, look, close the door. I want to tell you something. And he says, okay, what? I tell him, I'm going to stop because you're an asshole. Okay, I didn't call him an asshole because he was very fat and tall, and most probably I couldn't tell him that that way. But I told him that, look, it cannot work like this. You cannot hire someone to just work for 50 minutes here and there and there and there, because basically you are booking them for the whole day for specific hours of the day to work like this. So it's not about the hours that they do. It's about the other things that they are not going to do because they are booking this schedule for you also. And the second thing is that here we're talking about a person that, you know, it looks to me a little bit of a stupid way of approaching how somebody is going to work for you. For my employees, for example, have I ever micromanaged you when you're going to work? Say no. Okay, guys, that's it. I will have to go in 1 minute. I have the call with the Meta reps, not the reps, with the engineer guy, which I have some questions to ask, and I hope that I will have some other things to say in future videos and maybe in the next podcast. I will see you then, guys. Have a nice day, and I will be waiting your next questions. This was the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Like it or not, it is what it is.